Hollywood laid out the red carpet last night for the annual Golden Globe Awards.
And the Golden Globe goes to The Aviator.
Martin Scorsese's The Aviator won 3 awards in the drama category, another for Best Actor for Leonardo DiCaprio, who played the passionate flyer Howard Hughes. The Aviator also won Best Original Score for composer Howard Shore, who's known for his previous work in The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and The Two Towers. The Best Director for Drama went to Clint Eastwood for another movie, Million Dollar Baby. The film's female lead, Hilary Swank, won Best Actress. Jamie Foxx won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for his portrayal of the legendary Ray Charles. Until this year, Jamie Foxx was famous as a comedian, no longer. Besides Ray, he was nominated for supporting actor in Collateral and lead actor for the TV movie Redemption. When Jamie Foxx collected his award, he choked up, thanking the woman who was his greatest influence, his grandmother, Estelle Talley.
I used to think it was corny when people would say that people are looking down on you. I didn't believe it, but I got a feeling. Thank you.
The award for Best Screenplay for Musical or Comedy went to Alexander Payne, who wrote and directed Sideways, a small film about love and friendship over wine tasting. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association has been handing out the Golden Globes for 62 years, and this year it's Cecil B. DeMille Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Entertainment Business went to Robin Williams, who cheerfully thanked the group.
27 years ago, you gave me an award for Mork. It was Best Newcomer. Thank you. And 2 years later, you gave the same award to Pia Zadora. Thank you.
After the laughter faded, Robin Williams dedicated his honor to his good friend, Christopher Reeve, who died last year. The Golden Globes come as the Hollywood award season heats up. Later this month, the Academy of Motion Picture, Arts, and Sciences will announce its Oscar nominees.